In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello, dear friends. Welcome back to another episode of Common Prayer. Today is Tuesday, December 15th. My name is Sina Davies, and I am so excited to join you today. I hope you all are doing well. I just have to say, I really cherish the time of common prayer together, even though we can't see each other. For me, it's just been a time of refreshment and recharge during just a very difficult season. I was thinking the other day, if I had to choose a theme word to represent the last few months, what word would I choose? Well, I chose the word remember. There was a song we used to sing back in my choir days, and I know we've sang a few times at CPC, but it's a song by Tommy Walker, and the chorus goes something like this. We will remember, we will remember, we will remember the works of your hands. We will stop and give you praise. For great is thy faithfulness. This is what I want to remember over the last 10 months. God's faithfulness, his peace in the midst of the storm, his protection from illness. Today we're going to be exploring Isaiah 35, which reminds us in this Advent season of God's promise and faithfulness to his people. But before we go on, let us go into our moment of silence to focus and remember God's faithfulness in our lives. So let's slow down, take a few deep breaths, settle in our chairs, and invite the Holy Spirit in. The passage today on this third week of Advent is taken from Isaiah 35, 1 through 10. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be open and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and a mute tongue shall shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass, reeds, and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there. but only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. What a beautiful poem, you know, Isaiah portrays in chapter 35. Such a great message of hope for his people. Now, just to get into a little background before we delve into the chapter, but Isaiah was commissioned by God to bring judgment to Judah and Israel. The people were living in sin, turning away from the Lord. Evil and injustice were rampant. Does this sound familiar? Isaiah's job was to warn the people and to get them to repent. He was also that beacon of hope to those faithful few that God was going to send a Messiah, his son, who was going to turn everything on its head and make all things right. Now that we have a little background, let's delve into verses 1 and 2. Isaiah starts out by describing a wilderness. Now let's stop and imagine what the wilderness is like. It's dry, it's dark, it's brown, it's full of rocks. There's no life. Now imagine this beautiful flower, a crocus, bursting forth. Isaiah references Lebanon, Carmel, and Sharon. These are places of just kind of rich vegetation and lush habitat. You've heard of the cedars of Lebanon, right? Such a wonderful imagery. But now the question you may ask is, how does this apply to me? Well, the question I ask is, what is your wilderness in your life right now? Maybe it's the pandemic or the loss of a job, financial issues, illness, singleness, marriage woes, wayward children, infertility, or even the death of a loved one. As we walk through our own wilderness, which can often feel dry and dark and devoid of life, it's common to just say, I want out. I can't take it anymore. I can't endure this. We just have to remember that God can give life to our rocky places too. He can make life burst forth in our own wilderness. His presence can make our own wilderness journey just as fruitful as Isaiah describes. But as we move to Isaiah 35, 3 through 6, Isaiah now talks about the challenging times and the challenges that believers were facing. Their hands were feeble, their knees were giving way, and they were fearful. But Isaiah gives him hope, right? He says, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will save you. Who is this he? It's Jesus, our Savior, our ransomer. In Women's Bible Study, we are studying the life of Jesus through the book of John and how he healed the blind, the deaf, the lame, the mute, as Isaiah references. Faithful Isaiah's generation may not have fully understood what was to come. But we know, and we don't walk like people without hope. Because Jesus' first coming gives us a taste of what lies ahead in his second coming. Now, as we get to the end of Isaiah, verses 8 through 10, he talks about a road, a way of holiness, that will take us from the wilderness of suffering to Zion. The road will go through the wilderness, and it will be for those that believe and walk in the way of the Lord. No wickedness, no predators, no unbelievers, only the redeemed. And the Lord will rescue them, and an everlasting joy will crown their heads. I can't wait. This is the joy we all long for. There will be no more sorrow, no or sighing. Jesus references this highway in Matthew 7:14. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few will find it. John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Now, as we move into a time of prayer and reflection, we see the great Advent prophet has painted just such a vivid picture of the joy to come. The barren wilderness blossoms. People observe the glory of the Lord. Salvation comes to the fearful, and the disabled finds healing. The highway to God lies wide open, and God's people come singing home in safety. Now let us spend a few moments to soak our imagination in the vision of this poem. As we continue to meditate, Isaiah talks about a wilderness where God will meet us there. As you know, it's not the first time wilderness is mentioned in the Bible. In Exodus, Moses led the Israelites through the wilderness from Egypt to the Promised Land. In the New Testament, it was the Spirit of God who led Jesus into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. But how about our own wilderness, as we discussed earlier? Let's now bring that before the Lord. He wants to meet you in your wilderness and cause the crocuses to grow and cause the streams of water to gush forth. Let's take a few moments to meditate on this. In Isaiah 35:4, God commands us, "Be strong, do not fear." Now, if your current circumstances have given way to those symptoms of fear, I want you to take a moment to give it to the Lord. What is causing you fear today? What is holding you back from trusting the Lord? In my own walk with fear, I've had to daily surrender my fears on my knees with this verse on my lips of 2 Chronicles 20:12. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Please lift your eyes to the Lord and give your fears to the Lord right now. Now, lastly, in Isaiah's poem, we see what is in store for us in eternity and in heaven. We rejoice at our future and we can't wait for that time. But at the same time, our heart is burdened for those who do not know the Lord. Who do you need to share the gospel with? Ask God to give you the boldness and the words to share this truth with someone this week. Let us close in prayer. How long, O Lord, must we suffer under evil and darkness? Shine your light on me this day, that my life would point to your coming glory, by which the world will be healed and your people set free through Jesus Christ, the light of the world. As we wait and may be in the midst of our own wilderness journey, we remember the truth of 1 Peter 1:6 and 7. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you've had to suffer grief under great trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, which is greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in the praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.